It's a diverse group of Ohio Democrats in Charlotte. Of 191 delegates and alternates, fewer than 75 are non-Hispanic white men. We asked the oldest, age 89, the youngest, age 19, and a few delegates in between, what the president should say. First, the oldest delegate, 89-year-old Ruby Gilliam, has several ideas.
Being a veteran, I would like for him to talk about how he is going to keep everything intact, secure for the veterans. Being a senior citizen, I know he will say he will keep the Social Security the way it is, Medicare the way it is. And being a woman, I know that he will assure us that a woman can have a choice and that everybody is created equal and everyone is Americans and everybody should be treated the same.
I'm from Southeast Ohio. Energy is a big player in our area. There's this perception of this war on coal. I would like to see him key on his energy policy.
I think he's doing a good job. I'd like to see what he would like to do in the second term for the economy, for the American people, about jobs.
Well, I would like him to do a clear, concise, and effective alternative path for education. Why his 4 years of successful reforms, what we could do with four more, and why the Ryan Romney comeback team will drive us back to the Bush recession, the Bush era of education failure.
I would like for the president to talk about economic issues, specifically here in the Midwest, talking about new possible technologies for us to reinvent our future. You know, the Midwest and the state of Ohio, we have a phenomenal resource in the Great Lakes. So if he can talk about solar energy or wind energy, I just think that would be really good for him to discuss how more Ohioans and more Americans can get back to work.
Most important is the economy and how we're going to improve. If you ask me the only one sentence and one issue, I give you that is important, because job, and economy, we have to get it up.
I'm a retired military veteran, and I love what his wife is doing toward the help with the veterans and so forth. Also, better Wi-Fi for all communities. I'm very much interested in him talking about the windmills. I think that's a great source of energy. Also, the solar panels.
The focus that he'll have on our economy going forward, and not just the people at the top, the middle class and growing the middle class. I think that's such an important message for Ohio.
I obviously happened at the Republican convention because they have their version. I would like him to set the record straight and tell the truth.
Well, I think he should be saying how we're going to move our economy and our country forward with jobs. And I would love to see him continue to work with the foreign policies and developing, relationships with other countries, and definitely move forth our health care, the Affordable Health Care Act.
I would like to hear reassurance that he has not given up on the proposals that he first introduced in 2008. And I want to hear more reassurance that he understands where he came from and what is the plight of middle-class Americans and poor Americans, and just reaffirming the trust that I had for him in 2008.
Mason Shihab of Delaware County. Before that, Louise Buchanan of Cleveland Heights, John Lyle of Cleveland, Kathleen Clyde of Kent, Leslie Buchanan of Springfield, Neil Patel of Worthington, Jake Young of Rocky River, Kevin Bloomfield of Columbus, Patrice Beard of The Plains, Ed Good of Shadyside, and Ruby Gilliam of Minerva. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Mark Uricki in Charlotte.